Hudson and News Radio. More questions about the credibility of testimony from confessed killer Jody Arias.
You told him that you were going to Mesa to visit some friends before you took the trip.
No, I said Utah.
I'm not asking you what you said, am I?
Oh.
Yeah, I think you are.
Three people displaced after fire erupts in a Tucson home.
The smoke had already billowed down about halfway through the house. So when the firefighters went in, visibility was actually very poor.
Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery not pleased. Some criminal aliens released by the federal government.
The recent decision by the Obama administration to release ICE detainees in the local communities with no formal notification to law enforcement is in callous disregard for public safety.
ADOT workers trying to determine why Highway 89 south of Page collapsed.
We expect to do it for the next couple weeks. And then after that, we'll have a pretty good idea if the area is stable.
Georgetown, Arizona News.
This check of York Haven X traffic is service of the 99 cent only stores. 4 o'clock hour. Look for that accident. 16th Street at Indians Call. Another wreck. 75th Avenue, Broadway. Look for a fender bender. Ray Road east of the 101. And we have an accident involving a pedestrian. McDowell Road east of 32nd Street. 99 Cent Only Stores makes cleaning a cinch with name brand cleaning supplies like Spick and Span Spray Cleaner, Ajax Cleanser with Bleach, all for only 99.99 cents each. Here's your Wednesday afternoon forecast.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center wrapping up February tomorrow. It's been a chilly month, and we start March on Friday in a warm way. We're 72 Thursday afternoon, 77 Friday, and our first weekend of March, low 80s. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Currently here at Midtown, we're at 65 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm Chet Reynolds. You're up to date.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, and this is a pop quiz. Does sitting on your wallet feel like sitting on a lopsided booster seat? No? Well, it should. See, Farmers agents can help you stuff your wallet by combining auto and home policies so you can walk tall, sit crooked, and hopefully find a decent chiropractor.
If you want answers about saving money, you want a Farmer's agent. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
To speak with a Farmer's agent in your community, call 888-96-FARMERS.
Get out to Laughlin, the city that's yours for the taking. Raring to race down the river on jet skis? Looking for a fun place to shop? Ready to dance the night away to the best live bands? Put your stamp on Laughlin in whatever way you like. Our wonderful activities, great accommodations, and unbeatable prices will leave you feeling like you own the place. There's no better time to make Laughlin yours. Book now at visitlaughlin.com.
This is Legalese, where the law is always on your side. Now introducing your host, a longtime veteran of the courts, Dennis Willinchek.
Hey, good to be talking with you again. I was tied up in a long trial for many, many weeks. Jack Willinchek was covering the show for us, doing a great job. And so we're back again, and this week, we're pleased to have actually an old colleague of mine from many years ago, Jerry Neighbors, on the show, who is no relation to Jim Neighbors, but Mayor of Flagstaff, newly elected Mayor of Flagstaff. And after 38 years of practicing law in Flagstaff, Jerry retired in 2012 and was elected mayor soon after, notwithstanding that, as I understand it, he was actually suing the city at the time. Jerry says is his goal as Mayor of Flagstaff it's to make Flagstaff a great place to do business, to live, and to raise children, and he wants to make every other city jealous of Flagstaff. As a former attorney, he's, of course, well-versed in the business of a city, having spent much of his time at City Hall for land development, zoning, construction issues, litigation. Jerry's been president of the Northern Arizona Building Association, and he served 6 years on the board of directors of the Chamber of Commerce. And Mayor Neighbors has also been married to his wife, Barbara, for 34 years. They raised two children in Flagstaff. Both Jerry and Barbara are natives of Arizona, graduates of Northern Arizona University. And Jerry, you're with us? I can't hear anybody.
I'm here.
Oh, you're there. There you are. Okay.
You're
up
right
in the cold weather in Flagstaff, right?
Oh, it is so beautiful up here. We have a snow-capped mountain I'm looking at. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's beautiful blue. It's about 50 degrees. Sun is shining, beautiful.
Wow. You know, I just got back actually from Boston and New York, and I got to tell you, I was so happy to be home. It was raining, snowing, windy, just, you know, bitter cold. Not the kind of cold we get even here, just bitter cold, you know, with that biting wind. And I'll tell you, I've forgotten all about that, you know, and we're so blessed really to live here in Arizona. It's incredible how much we forget that from time to time. But Jerry, I first met you in a case. Actually, we were against one another in a case up there in Flag, and I had the pleasure of meeting you back then. And I told people a story. You took me up in a little plane back then. I remember I was bouncing around in the air. And it didn't seem to bother you any, but you probably don't even remember it. But I do remember it. You had this little Cessna. And although we were against one another in the case, you were so gentlemanly and really professional that I'll always remember it. So now I saw in the paper recently that you're elected mayor, and I was actually up skiing in Colorado, saw it, and couldn't wait to congratulate you on a change in life. And tell us a little bit about this new job and the reason why you left the Of course, I don't think you have to spend a lot of time on why you left the practice of law. Probably people would understand that. But having said that, tell us what prompted this whole life change for you.
Well, Dennis, as you mentioned earlier, I had spent a lot of time at City Hall. I've litigated against the city. I've done a lot of land use things with and against the city. And so I knew my way around the city pretty well, knew most of the department heads, et cetera. And the mayor position came open for election. There was no incumbent. And I was kind of dissatisfied with some of the things the city had gotten itself into in the last few years. So I thought, you know, you can't just complain. Sometimes you have to step up and offer to do the job, and so that's what I did. And
sure.
It's been very interesting.
I'll bet, and we'll talk about that during the next hour. We've got Jerry Nabors, mayor of Flagstaff. You know, my recollection, Jerry, I could be wrong, but wasn't your dad a judge in Yuma?
He was for, golly, 30 years,
yeah.
Superior Court judge in Yuma.
That's what I thought. And so I take it from that you grew up over there. Is that fair?
Born and raised in Yuma, used to, when I was a little kid, used to play in the courthouse. The courthouse used to be open on Saturday mornings when I was little. And my dad would take me down to the courthouse. So that's what I grew up with, courts and law.
Amazing. And so did you ever have any interest in wanting to be a judge, or because your dad was one, you decided you didn't want any interest in it? Hello? Did we lose Jerry? I think we lost him.
He'll be back.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're talking to Jerry Nabors, Mayor Fla. Yeah, he's going to call us back, I guess.
No, I'd be happy to answer that last question about
having seen the practice of law.
Having seen my dad practice law for so long.
Yeah.
I was thinly convinced to join the practice of law.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, as they say in the Abraham Lincoln movie, I saw that again on the plane coming back, and Lincoln's son, if you remember, is talking to him about that, about wanting to be a lawyer. And we got Jerry Nabors back now, but I just want to finish the story with what you're saying while you're gone. I was watching that movie Lincoln, and I guess his son comes up to him, if I recall correctly, in the movie, and, you know, is talking to him about not wanting to practice law and wanting to do something else. And
then he wanted to go into the Army.
Yeah, in the Army. And Lincoln said, well, it's what does he say? He's a sturdy living or something, sturdy way to make a living. You know, and I always go back to that New Yorker cartoon that I saw as I was growing up that showed two lawyers sitting in wingback chairs, smoking cigars, you know, their feet kicked up. And one lawyer says to the other one, you know, Horace, the law certainly is an ass. And the other lawyer says, yes, Gridley, but it certainly has given us a comfortable ride. So, you know, anyway, Jerry, so the question I was asking when you got cut off from us there is, having seen your dad as the county judge in Yuma and playing around the courthouse all those years, did that turn you off to being a judge?
No, many years ago, probably 20 years ago, I applied to be a judge, and it didn't turn out to be, and I think that was probably for the better.
Yeah.
Actually, I enjoyed my practice of law as much as you can, and actually, it has given me the financial investments to be able to do this current job as mayor.
Yeah, that's
because
a good point.
That's one of the problems with a mayor in a small town, relatively small town, is that it doesn't pay very much and it's full time.
Yeah, that's a good point. So actually, that was going to be one of my questions to you. So the council is not full time, right?
Well, yeah, they're not in City Hall every day.
Yeah.
No.
Right, but the mayor is independently elected up there, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and as you say, it is a full-time job for you. And, you know, let's talk a little bit for a minute about Flagstaff itself. I mean, Flagstaff's economy was originally, what, based on lumber, railroad, ranching?
Right.
Today, the city, I would assume, still has important interests in that regard. But where is the city headed economically in terms of moving forward in the new century?
Well, we have some pretty good manufacturing up here, kind of low key. You don't think of it, but we have the W.L. Gore company, which is famous for Gore-Tex
sure.
material, but they're very big in medical products. You know,
yeah.
tissue grafts, heart valves, things like that. And a lot of that is made in Flagstaff. They're a very big employer in Flagstaff. Of course, we have Northern Arizona University. We have the Nestle's Purina dog food plant that
right.
serves the Southwest. And here's an interesting one. Every ice cream cone at any McDonald's in the western United States is made in Flagstaff.
Wow. Now, who makes that?
It's called the Joy Cone,
huh.
and they have a factory in Pennsylvania and a factory in Flagstaff.
Wow.
And the Flagstaff factory serves every McDonald's in the West.
That's amazing. there's a little fact that I'm going to leave with. Well, you know, Jerry, we've got just a few seconds before we have to take our next break here, and we're going to come back after the hour and talk to Mayor Jerry Nabors, newly elected mayor of Flagstaff, and learn a little bit more about Flagstaff, our neighbor to the north, as well as Jerry's new job as mayor and what that entails. So we'll be back on Legalese after these messages. Hang on.
Wilinchek & Bartness, recently named Arizona's top real estate law firm, provides the quality business litigation and mediation services that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Dennis Wilinchek was voted best trial attorney by Arizona Foothills Magazine 2013 and named one of Arizona's top-rated lawyers. For professional, yet very personal legal representation, call Wilinchek & Bartness today at 602-606-2810. That's 602-606-2810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, host of Healthline. Join me live to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. This month, the HCL Detox Kit is on special. This is your opportunity to stock up on the single most important supplement for all of us who must eat cooked food when all of us mammals were designed for raw food. Just imagine, you may be able to get a second chance at healthier years by supporting the body's natural cellular remethylation and best digestion. Don't be fooled. These benefits only come from natural source products like those found in our HCL Detox Kit. Don't eat cooked food without it. Get three kits for the price of two. Call 800-370-3447. That's 800-370-3447. Experience nutrition that really works.
Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall every Saturday at 9 a.m. here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
I have the answer. Call me for this link and you will call me back. I have the answer. Who was the dynamic leader that history tells us that when he went to meet his maker, that his eyes were not dim nor his vigor abated? I have the answer. I urge you, choose science and not celebrities in your pursuit of an active lifestyle well beyond statistical predictions. I have the answer. Is your energy level low and your health insurance costs high? I have the answer. Tired of buying grocery store produce from third world countries that have been sprayed with who knows what? I have the answer. I have nutrient-dense, locally grown produce, and so much more. It costs a few bucks, but it's worth $1 million. Charisma Culture is our name, and applying gifts is our game. I have the answer. 602-762-2601. 602-762-2601. 602-762-2601.
Hi, Dave and Rick Elton,
the real estate bros on KFNX.
Here to save you thousands with our new 4% discount listing.
That's right, only 4%. Elton Realty will list your home.
Full service. Talk about no hassle.
For more info, call 480-451-3318.
Underwater?
Get paid up to $35,000 to complete short sales.
Or download the Elton Realty app and get listings right to your phone.
That's 480-451-3318.
Elton Realty, real estate in the palm of your hand.
All right. Well, we've got Mayor Jerry Nabors on our show, Legalese. This is Dennis and Jack Willinchek, and every Wednesday from 4 to 5 throughout the state, I might add. Do you get our station up there, Jerry?
No.
No. So it's everywhere except everywhere except Flagstaff, I guess. But anyway, Jerry, tell us about a little bit more about Flagstaff and what's going on up there now for those of us that haven't been up there lately.
We have become much more business-oriented and business-friendly. We had a reputation in the past years of, you know, this is where the hippies hang out, and, you know, you're really not welcome. We're kind of anti-growth, anti-business.
Yeah.
And that's not the case anymore. We are very actively looking for businesses, hosting businesses that are interested in Flagstaff, and making it just as easy to get established here as can possibly be.
Well, you know, one question I've got in that regard that has always annoyed me, there is a railroad station. In fact, it's been in movies. If Midnight Run, I know, it was featured in other movies as well. You know, that movie with Tom Hanks. What was that with the guy that was running?
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. Yeah. Oh, so it's had some, it's had some notoriety. But for some strange reason that I can never fathom, you can't take a train from Phoenix to Flagstaff. And I don't know if this is within your ken or not, but, you know, back east, just coming back from there, you know, you can take a train anywhere, New York to Washington to Boston, Philadelphia. You know, where does the train actually come from and go to that goes through Flagstaff?
Well, it goes east and west. Think of it as kind of parallel to Route 66,
okay.
Now Interstate 40. And you can hop on the train and go to L.A.
Oh, you can from Flagstaff?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of its primary destinations is L.A. To the west, and then you can go all the way as far as you want to the east.
Huh.
It goes through Albuquerque, et cetera.
Really? That's interesting to know that. I didn't know that.
It's big business. Amtrak is a very big mover of people in and out of Flagstaff.
Yeah. Well, you know, as I said, it seems to me logical that a lot of people that go to Flagstaff, I have a lot in Flagstaff. I mean, I think a lot of people would love to take the train up to Flagstaff on a Friday or something, you know. And I don't know if you have any influence in that regard, but it seems to me crazy that the train doesn't run from Flagstaff to Phoenix.
We've always been told that there's too much elevation change and too short of a distance.
Oh, I see. Interesting.
You know, we're at 7,000 feet. We're up here where the air is clear and there's no smog whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point, actually. Do you actually get a lot of people from L.A. coming to Flagstaff?
Yes. A lot of tourists, a lot of foreign visitors, you know, will fly into L.A. from wherever.
Yeah.
And then start doing some exploring around the country by train.
Yeah, of course, I would think the Grand Canyon draws a lot of them, and they probably filter
Absolutely.
Over.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep, that's a big deal.
Yeah, so anyway, as we were talking about, we got off on a little bit of a tangent, but you've been mayor for about 8 months, correct?
Right.
And
right.
What surprises, if any, have you had in terms of what you didn't know coming into office? And, you know, has anything really surprised you that you can think of that, you know, you said, gee, I didn't realize that was the way it worked? Anything that shocked you or surprised you?
The budget is hugely complicated. I had a pretty good idea of that, but it's even more complicated than I knew. And you get funds from so many different directions, but they are designated for certain purposes. And when it comes down to it, the money that you really have discretion over is very little in the scheme of things.
Yeah.
You know, you have to, it's like a business, you know, you have to pay certain bills, you
right.
have to pay the mortgage, you know, you have to pay the police, you have to pay the fire department.
Right.
You got to maintain your parks. Okay. What's left?
What's left? There's not much discretionary spending that you got left. And this is kind of maybe a little bit of an oddball question, but on my mind. So before you were mayor, you were probably somewhat known up there, but having lived there, you know, for so long. But now that you're mayor, is it kind of a surprise when you walk down the street that people recognize you now and come up to you and know who you are?
Dennis, it is really funny. I guess I'm a bit of a celebrity now,
yeah.
at least in Flagstaff, and I'll go to a function and people will want to have their picture taken
me,
and yes, everywhere I go, it's, you know, hi, Mayor, and
isn't that amazing?
It's fun. It makes it a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, now, is there a downside to that? Has anybody approached you? There's probably a downside to that too, right? In a sense that.
Yeah, the downside is you don't make a quick trip to the grocery store.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody in the store wants to talk to you about
something.
Sure,
sure. And, you know, my thinking is in the society we live in today, there could be some crazy people, too, running around that you don't want to see, right?
Yeah, fortunately, I've been real lucky on that. We get some kind of agitated people at some of the council meetings, but you know, we have, I hate to say it, but we have two police officers at every council meeting because sometimes people get too emotional.
Yeah, I agree. Now, while running for office, as I alluded to earlier, my understanding was you were in the midst of suing the city of Flagstaff on a personal matter. What was that? And again, that's kind of a weird
deal.
That
was fun.
Yeah.
Yes, and you know, it's kind of interesting because during the campaign, people would tell me, you know, you're going to lose because you're suing the city. And I had other people tell me, you know, you're probably going to win because you have enough nerve to sue the city.
That's true. There's probably more people that would vote for you for suing the city, yeah.
And here was the issue. You have a business, and in this case it was a small apartment complex.
Yeah.
And it has a city sidewalk. City-owned sidewalk that goes in front of that property.
Right.
The sidewalk has deteriorated over time.
Yeah.
Not because anything you did.
Yeah.
But just it's 100 years old. It needs to be replaced.
Sure.
The city has an ordinance that says the property owner next to the sidewalk has to repair the sidewalk.
Wow, that's different.
And it's city property, no question.
Yeah.
And so our argument was, why would I have to fix city property simply because I live next to it?
Well, and, you know, and doesn't that create some problems, too? Suppose you decide to fix it and your fix isn't all that good, or it's a different shade or a different color. It could be kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's those issues. There's, you know, where in the law
sure.
do you ever have to fix something that you did not damage?
Well, yeah, there's some constitutional issues there, clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I thought, this is going to be simple. And so we challenged, you know, what happened is the city said, you better fix that sidewalk, or if you don't, we're going to fix it and put a lien on your property.
Wow.
And so I said, well, it's not my property.
That's not right.
Fixing it. And so the city came and fixed it, and they put a lien on our property.
Wow.
And so I brought a lawsuit, challenged the ordinance, challenged the lien, and Dennis,
wow,
I lost.
You lost that?
This went to the Arizona Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals said, yes, the city can do this.
Wow. Under what inherent right?
Just police power.
Police power.
It doesn't make sense that the city has the right to force you to make your adjacent property safe.
Wow. That's wild.
It was really surprising, and we petitioned to the Arizona Supreme Court, and they wouldn't change it.
Amazing. And that came down just before you were elected? Or after?
Right after. The Court of Appeals case came out right after.
Well, see, that's the great thing about
elected.
This country, Jerry. You know, now you're in a position to change that law, right?
And I intend to.
Right. Yes.
Now I can change the ordinance
that's
from
right.
the inside.
That's good.
Yes.
That's how it ultimately winds up. Now, we have, again, the time goes by so fast, just about a minute or two before our next break. But tell me quickly about this gay rights ordinance. I know that's been a topic of conversation. Phoenix and Flagstaff.
Yes,
go ahead.
In Phoenix as well.
Right.
Yeah, you
right.
know, that was in the paper this morning.
That's right.
The Phoenix City Council passed it. Phoenix is a little different than Flagstaff. They're both the same in that they are making sexual preference, sexual identity, a protected class that you cannot discriminate against.
Mm.
And, you know, that's fine.
Is there a need to do that? I mean, is that a burning issue? Or why single out that?
That was one of the questions in Flagstaff is, do we need this?
Yeah.
No, nobody could really identify any discrimination that was going on now.
Yeah.
And ironically, a town that's going to pass such an ordinance is probably a town that doesn't discriminate to begin with.
Exactly.
You know, if you had some real redneck town that
yeah.
was really very much against gays,
yeah.
they're not going to pass that ordinance.
All right, well, we're going to come back to that and other issues with Mayor Jerry Nabors. We're pleased to have him on the show. This is Legalese, Dennis Woolenchek and Jack. And we're going to take our break for the news and find out what's going on in the world with Chet. And we'll be back in just a few minutes.
News Radio, I'm Veronica Dela Cruz. A landmark voting rights law faces a serious test. The Supreme Court heard arguments in a challenge to a part of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. NBC's Pete Williams says it seems likely some changes will be made.
Most of the conservatives seem to agree that the coverage area no longer fits the problem.
President Obama has invited top congressional leaders to the White House Friday to talk about the federal budget cuts, which kick in that same day. NBC's Kristen Welker.
This is the fifth budget battle that we have seen between the president and members of Congress in the past 2 years. And what's striking about this particular fight is that there seems to be a real lack of urgency to actually get something done by that March 1st deadline.
Good news on the housing market helped fuel a rally on Wall Street. The Dow was up 175 points. The NASDAQ added 33. The S&P 500 picked up 19. Investors liked word from the National Association of Realtors that pending home sales were up in January to the highest level in nearly 3 years. This is NBC News Radio.
Arizona News Radio. More tough questioning for Jody Arias, including questions whether she knew her ex-boyfriend, Travis Alexander, had a gun.
When do you say that you knew he was the owner of a gun?
The fall 2007.
Is this the gun that we're talking about that you claim was used in the shooting?
It is the one.
Pima County Sheriff's deputies want help to identify suspects involved in a February 17th fight outside of the Outlaw Saloon.
They had no contact with their attackers in the bar prior to the incident. They were standing outside.
A Mesa cabbie's behind bars for allegedly asking for sexual favors.
We received a couple of different reports from females indicating that this driver was offering to waive cab fares in lieu of various sexual favors.
Three suspects in custody for stealing musical instruments from a Cottonwood home.
They found or saw one of the stolen drums, and that led to additional rooms in the home.
George Tanner, Arizona News.
This check of your Cave and Extravic is a service of the 99 Cent Only Store. Look for a wreck off to the side, eastbound US 60 at Gilbert. Also another accident, eastbound I-10, this one at Riggs. Look for a collision, this one out in Casa Grande, Maricopa area, Highway 238 at 99th Avenue. 99 Cent Only Stores makes the cleaning with name brand cleaning supplies like Spick and Span's Ray Cleaner and Ajax Cleanser. All for only 99.99 cents each. Here's your Wednesday FOFO.
Jim Howell for the KFNX Weather Center. Wrapping up February tomorrow. It's been a chilly month, and we start March on Friday in a warm way. We're 72 Thursday afternoon, 77 Friday, and our first weekend of March, low 80s. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Thanks, Jimmy. Currently here in Midtown, we're holding steady at 65 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
Willinchek & Bartness, recently named Arizona's top real estate law firm, provides the quality business litigation and mediation services that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Dennis Willinchek was voted best trial attorney by Arizona Foothills Magazine 2013 and named one of Arizona's top-rated lawyers for professional yet very personal legal representation. Call Willinchek & Bartness today at 602-606-2810. That's 602-606-2810.
Hi, I'm Tom Sadeka, President and CEO of Precision Payroll of America. We're the 29-year-old company whose first employee and first client are still working together. Precision Payroll deserves your consideration. Here's why.
Hi, I'm Patty Fritz, Precision Payroll's first employee. Often I hear, wow, over 20 years with the same company, that's amazing. The truth is, I'm passionate about my job and making my clients' lives easier. We truly have an outstanding team.
Yes, you do, Patty, and that's why I'm still working with Precision Payroll. I'm Jack Bishop, owner of Priority Messenger Service and Precision Payroll's first client. Your people do make the difference. We're in the service business, too, and to be successful, you have to separate yourself from the pack. Do what I did over 20 years ago and call Precision Payroll for peace of mind and great service.
Thanks, Jack and Patty. For a free assessment, contact our regional manager, Derek Hallman, at 602-471-2200. That's 602-471-2200.
I'm John Tesh. Coming up on the next Intelligence for Your Life, I'm going to share new research which says we can eat dessert and still lose a bunch of weight. I'll explain why it's all about having dessert in the morning with breakfast instead of at night after dinner. And when couples break up, why is it that guys seem to always move on faster than women do? I have the facts from a psychologist who breaks down what's going on in a guy's brain. Those stories and more on the next John Tesh radio show. It's Intelligence for Your Life. Listen to me Saturdays at 10 p.m.
All right, this is Dennis and Jack Willinchek on Legalese every Wednesday from 4 to 5 on Independent Talk, KFNX 1100. And we are talking for the last half hour and the next half hour, time flying, with Mayor Jerry Nabors, a lawyer for 38 years, decided to do something else and is now mayor. As he said, having been a lawyer, he was able to become mayor. It's a full-time job and then some probably. And Jerry, I want to ask you about I heard about this banning of plastic grocery bags up there. What's that all about?
Well, that is working its way to the city council. And, you know, I think everybody would agree plastic grocery bags are kind of a problem. They contribute considerably to trash blowing around, and they are not readily recyclable. And, you know, they're just junk for the landfill. And so there has been some movement to ban those. There's been a couple of cities I've read about that have banned those. On the other hand, you know, the grocery stores would not like to do that. It makes it more inconvenient for their customers. You know, a lot of people go in there with no bag,
yeah,
expecting to have a bag to come out. And do you single out grocery stores? What about if you go to Staples or OfficeMax,
yeah,
and you know you're going to get a bag there? And so it's an issue. I don't know how that will come out.
Well, let me ask you about that. If you know, I've always asked for the plastic bag only because not only is it more convenient, but I mean the regular paper bags I thought were probably in some ways worse. But I guess they're degradable, right? So,
sure.
So they're probably not worse, as I think it through. But I wonder if they could
But they use up trees.
Yeah, that's right. I wonder if they could make a sort of degradable plastic bag, you know, that one that would break down. There's an idea.
They've worked on that. And apparently it's not you have to be in a area that has more wet soil in
mm-hmm.
your landfill.
Right.
You know, in Arizona, we're very dry. Our landfills are dry dirt, and so apparently it doesn't work very well.
So is
and
there...
Then,
yeah, go ahead.
You still have the problem of them blowing around, and, you know, they catch on plants and
I got to tell you, you know, once again, comparing Arizona to back east, one of the things that shocks me is as I was driving in from the airport, you know, you see all those kind of bags and things along the roadway, you know, stuck in the grass and in the weeds and so forth. And it's really outrageous. I mean, there's so much garbage on the, you know, side of the highways going into the city in New York City. It's shocking, really. I mean, it stands out. Arizona doesn't really have that big a problem. I mean, comparatively speaking, everything seems so clean out here, you know. And so this is really an important issue. I mean, I know what you're talking about, seeing those bags all over the place blowing around. What is going on up there? Is there some kind of concerted effort by the council or by you to do something about this?
Well, we have like any city, we have a number of commissions up here, and one of them is the Sustainability Commission. And the Sustainability Commission has been working on a proposal to bring to city council to do something about this.
Maybe the answer
is... And there are people. There are people that would like to ban them, no question.
You know, maybe the answer is, I was just thinking that you incentivize people, for example, to come in with their own...
I was just thinking that too, yeah. When I was a kid, you know, I was over in Italy, and in Italy, they charge you for the bag.
Right.
So you actually see people bringing their own plastic
bags
to the supermarket.
Or reusable bags. And that way you get a discount or something.
Yeah.
I think probably the grocers would probably like that.
Yeah, I think the grocers realize that, you know, something needs to be done, and they're working on various alternatives. I noticed Safeway the other day. They have a reusable bag for like a dollar, and it's right there by checkout. And so I have to say that I think the grocery stores are doing it. It might be one of these things where instead of forcing it on the stores, maybe encourage the stores, and they'll come up with a solution.
So what are some of the other hot issues that are affecting you and that you're now faced with as a mayor? I mean, one of them... I know is, of course, somebody was discussing this with me earlier before the show. Is there an issue up there relating to whether the city can contribute to nonprofit organizations? Is that an issue that's in front of you right now?
Yes, that has been off and on as we work on the budget, because Flagstaff gives about $500,000 to different... you know, nonprofit/charitable agencies. The biggest one is United Way.
Mm.
And now there are some things that the United Way in turn funds with our money, and specifically the homeless shelter up here. And so you could argue that if United Way wasn't taking care of that homeless shelter, then the city would have to have one, and it would be even more expensive. But some of the things that are funded by the money we give to United Way are, you know, YMCA, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, some numerous others, about 25 of them.
Yeah.
That, you know, you can make a pretty good argument that, you know, they can raise funds. They do raise funds. Why is the city funding them? What about the 100 other good nonprofit charitable organizations in town that the city is not funding?
Well, that's a good question. And then which ones do you fund and not fund once you start?
Yeah, exactly. And I've noticed that several of the cities in the valley struggle with the same issue. But like I said, we give United Way $300,000, and man, we could use $300,000 in a minute fixing our streets.
No, I'm with you on that one. By the way, while you're talking about things in the valley, do you actually get down here at all? In other words, do you mingle with some of the other mayors in the state? Is there an organization that you all talk about some of the common problems?
Yes, absolutely. It's the League of Arizona Cities and Towns.
Right.
And all of the mayors and city council members belong to that. And we have a big conference once a year and kind of design our plan for what might come up at the legislature that year that would affect cities. We're very much involved right now with some of the current bills in the House and Senate that affect cities.
And how long a term is Mayor Flagstaff?
In Flagstaff, it's 2 years. Council is 4 years.
Gee, that means you're like a congressman constantly running for office. Right?
That's true.
Hopefully as an incumbent, though, you know, a lot of people won't choose to run, but that's a tough gig, running for mayor all the time.
There's a definite advantage to being an incumbent. I can see that right away because you get so much exposure.
Yeah, sure. Now, Flagstaff, as I understand, is participating in Mayor Bloomberg from New York's Mayor's Challenge. What is that program, and tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it was a proposal, if you will, that we got one day that said, you know, if you have a winning idea for something in your city, then you could win $1 million from Mayor Bloomberg.
I mean, personally,
so,
he pays you $1 million?
I don't know where it's coming from, his foundation or something.
Probably. But he's got more money than God, so, you know, so, wouldn't surprise me.
So, you know, we put in some ideas, and we got a letter after a while that said we weren't a finalist.
Well, see, there you go. You didn't find out whether you actually paid anyone $1 million.
No. I hear there were over 300 cities that sent in something, and so be it. But
all right, well, we got about another minute before our next break. Tell me, are there any politicians out there that you really admire for their either management style or just their character that you try to emulate?
You know, I do. It's funny you should mention that because during my campaign, there was the campaign going on for senator, to take John Kyle's place. And I heard Jeff Flake speak several times. He was up in Flagstaff.
Yeah, he's been on our show, actually, for an hour.
Very charismatic, impressive speaker, I thought. I took some good tips from some of his speaking style.
Yeah.
And I think he's doing a good job back there so far, and I'm quite impressed. And, in fact, here in a couple of weeks, a couple of us from the city council are going back to Washington, D.C., and I will be seeing him.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, he was on the show when he was running right at the beginning. In fact, we endorsed him. Great guy. All right, well, we're going to take our break here for the quarter hour, and we're going to be back with Mayor Jerry Nabors from Flagstaff, Arizona, newly elected mayor, serving the last 8 months, about his impressions and challenges up there in Flagstaff. This is Dennis and Jack Mullinchek on Legalese. We'll be right back.
Willinchek & Bartness, recently named Arizona's top real estate law firm, provides the quality business litigation and mediation services that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Dennis Willinchek was voted Best Trial Attorney by Arizona Foothills Magazine 2013 and named one of Arizona's top-rated lawyers. For professional, yet very personal legal representation, call Willinchek & Bartness today at 602-606-2810. That's 602-606-2810.
My clients have personally called to thank me because they haven't lost any money in their annuities. In fact, many are earning nice returns right now. Hi, this is Steve Lance, author of Annuities, a 21st Century Pension Plan. If you're tired of stock market losses in your 401k or your investment accounts, my book is a roadmap on how to immediately stop the losses and quickly recover so you can enjoy the retirement you've planned for. You deserve some good news, so call me at 800-445-2516, 800-445-2516, or go to AskMrAnnuity.com and get your roadmap to retirement.
Talk to your customers when they're on the go and get them to go to your business by using the instant push communication of a mobile business app designed just for you. Your mobile business app can offer coupons or specials and schedule reservations or appointments. Faxing is so last century and email is headed for the dustbin of history. Texting is the new talking. Talk to your customers with your own customized mobile business app. Call 602-721-2020. That's 602-721-2020.
The Winners Haunts Festival is back!
Huzzah!
Weekends now through March 31st.
You love the Winners Haunts Festival!
Great shopping! A giant crafts market!
25 years of fun in the sun!
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival!
New shows! Non-stop feasting! The Winners Haunts Festival is back! Huzzah! Weekends now through March 31st. Huzzah! Special savings from discount coupons from Hall of Frames, Ariba's Mexican Grill, and Phoenix Flower Shops. While supplies last.
All right. Well, we're not fighting in Honduras. We've got a better job than that. And we're here with Mayor Jerry Neighbors. This is Dennis and Jack Wilnicek on Legalese, brought to you every Wednesday from 4 to 5 on KFNX Independent Talk Radio. And, Jerry, thanks for being on our show again. We have about 10, 15 minutes left. But Jack reminded me during the break to ask you, what was the great idea that Mayor Bloomberg didn't find so great?
Oh, you know, we had a few things about solar energy and you know, nothing that I thought was a great revelation.
Well, so. we kind of bet here that he probably never gave the $1 million to anyone in one of his
I think he gave it to himself because he had the great idea to get everybody to give him great ideas.
That's it. He had the great idea to have everybody give him great ideas.
For nothing.
For nothing. Anyway, Jerry, what goals did you set when you decided to run for mayor, and how are you on track?
Well, that's a good question, and one of my goals was to refocus on our infrastructure, and you hear this, a lot of towns, a lot of states are dealing with this, but I hate to say it, but our streets and our underground utilities are falling apart, and it's very easy to defer that maintenance. You know, it's not very fun, it's not very sexy, you don't get any good publicity for maintaining the street.
Right.
And so over the years, not enough money has been put into the streets, and so they're really in bad shape.
Okay.
And we've got to do something about that, but the problem is it's gotten so huge dollar-wise. I'm thinking we may have to have a temporary, it's so-called temporary sales tax or something just be dedicated to streets and utilities.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's got to be done, right? I mean, like you say, it's not a popular topic, but...
It's just like not maintaining your office building.
Sure.
Pretty soon the roof is leaking.
Sure.
And then pretty soon you need a whole new roof.
Yeah, you know, I was amazed. I was up there recently and just, you know, passing through. And I was amazed at the growth from the last time I was up there, which was years ago. The like on I-40 there, just the, you know, housing developments springing up where there was nothing.
Yep.
The city is experiencing a tremendous growth, isn't it?
Flagstaff is now 65,000.
Yeah, that's amazing.
We are, there's 91 cities in Arizona, and we are the 13th largest. And what you have is the Phoenix area, Tucson, Yuma, and then Flagstaff.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's just growing like a weed up there, and I see it continuing to grow. And as you say, we were talking earlier about like W.L. Gore or W.R. Gore.
Yeah.
Anyway, I saw their plant up there too. So is the idea now, this is an interesting point, because Flagstaff was really always a tourist destination, at least in my time. Now it's becoming more of a business mecca, right? I mean, is that something
That's
you're
true.
Encouraging or yes. not?
Yeah. Yes, very, very much so. We have seen, like a lot of cities, that you have to have a good economic base or you're not going to grow. If you don't grow, you start dying. If you're not growing, then where do the kids get jobs?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all have to leave town. And so over the years, we've come to the realization that you need a good economic base. You need some healthy growth and you need to bring in some new businesses that will be good employers.
And what are you guys doing? I mean, you in particular, do you go out and try to sell Flagstaff to some big companies around the country or the world to bring them there?
Yeah, we have a department at the city that works on that, and we also have a collaborative organization here in town that has city, county, NAU, major utilities, major employers, mm-hmm. all on that panel, so that if you're interested in Flagstaff, you can come to one place and get all your questions answered and get all the help that you need at
but,
one
I mean,
time.
You guys actually go out and try to sell Flagstaff, I take it,
yes,
as a
yes.
destination.
And we know we're not going to get a huge employer, a huge company like you might get down there. But what we're looking for is kind of a medium company that wants a little more hometown, not quite so big city atmosphere.
Yeah.
And we can offer very good medical care, and we can offer this, you know, symphonies and plays and all of the cultural events both.
Hmm.
So we think we have a good niche here for the right business.
Yeah, it's interesting. Now
we're getting a new REI, recreational equipment, recreational equipment. Yeah, REI. It's
what does that
big,
mean?
It's an online sporting goods company.
Oh, I see.
And they do have some stores in various cities. But we're getting one of those coming to town, a store, because we're very, you know, outdoorsy.
Yeah. What? Kind of place anything here. Else that you're working on or that you can talk about in terms of something coming to Flagstaff, that whether it's a store, a restaurant, anything new happening up there that's noteworthy?
Well, we have a new Chick-fil-A that's been a big hit. we got all the chains now.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, they've all discovered us, but we're also getting, you know, good businesses. You know, plastic manufacturers,
yeah,
things
great.
Like that starting to show some interest now.
Yeah, you still got Buster's up there for the last 25 years too, right?
Buster's restaurant is great. We
yeah.
have a lot of good restaurants up here now.
Well,
and skiing.
Ahead.
Dennis, skiing. Yeah, this
skiing.
Is the first year.
Oh, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that before we go today. Absolutely. In fact, that was one of the things I want to talk about because that's where I saw your name. Tell us about what's going on with the snowball.
So this is the first season that they have made snow.
Yeah.
They completed a pipeline from the city all the way to the snowball, and they've been making snow off and on all season. It has kept them open. When they got an initial snowfall, got opened, they would not have stayed open if it were not for the man-made snow. That tied them over, gave them a good base, and then when we got another 6 inches, then that's all on the top, and it was great skiing. They have had a fabulous season. In large
great.
Part due to the man-made snow.
So yeah, there was that story about the yellow snow I remember seeing.
Oh, yeah.
That's all
that was
done,
the
right?
rust in the pipe.
Yeah,
yep,
yeah.
That was rust in the pipe.
Now, where is that whole skiing thing now? The tribe was, that's where I saw your name in the paper, and that's what made me think of you. So the tribe has been still trying to contest that, but where does that stand right now?
I don't think there is any current litigation on that. The Hopi tribe had done a recent challenge, but then they withdrew it.
Yeah.
And I don't think there is anything.
So there's no
pending.
Legal challenge right now.
Right.
And are people, they've given up protesting and all that kind of stuff, right?
We occasionally will get some protesters, but it's not very often.
Yeah, that'll go away. And so basically now Arizona, that's a great point. Arizona will become hopefully more of a skiing destination, which it really isn't now. I mean, everybody goes to Utah and Colorado. But is there planned expansion? Is there planned amenities, if you will, that are going to now occur based on this new ability to generate the snow?
Not so much. They're kind of limited at the Snow Bowl of cutting any new trails or putting in any new lifts. There's no big plans for that. It's just that now it's more consistent and reliable.
Yeah. Okay. And there's nothing on the drawing boards, in other words, for a new resort down below or anything like that?
There's been some talk that, you know, Little America is a very nice hotel up here.
Sure, sure.
And there's been some talk that they're going to expand and put a golf course in behind their hotel and make it more of a resort.
But nothing right around the ski bowl, snow bowl.
No, not up that way. No.
Yeah. And did city services get cut in the past few years, or is it back on the mend, or what?
You know, we've had to cut a number of employees, a lot through attrition and just not filling those vacancies.
Yeah.
Like every city, you know, we have less money to operate with, and so unfortunately, some of the employees have to go. There's not been a noticeable change in services, though. We're still getting the garbage picked up and getting water to everybody's house.
All right, quickly, Jerry, because we're going to have to leave you, unfortunately, for the hour pretty soon here. But how long you plan to be mayor? As long as they'll let you?
You know, right now I am enjoying it, and if I had to make a decision, I would say I would run at least one more term. But let's talk in a year.
All right, maybe we'll hear about Governor Jerry Nabors, right?
I doubt that.
All right. Well, listen, seriously, both Jack and I thank you for being on the show. It was a pleasure having you, and it was good talking to you again after all these years. And really, we wish you nothing but the best up there, and hopefully we'll see you someday up there and maybe at the Snow Bowl.
Dennis, it's fun, and thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, take care of yourself, okay, and be good.
All right.
All right,
see you
thanks.
Later.
Be good. All right, folks, well, that's it for the hour. We were talking with Mayor Jerry Nabors from Flagstaff. We will be back, Jack and I, hopefully, God willing, next Wednesday afternoon. Take care, and have a good week.
Hi, I'm Tom Sedaka, President and CEO of Precision Payroll of America. We're the 29-year-old company whose first employee and first client are still working together. The other day at a lunch event, I heard a competitor talking about the payroll service industry and how it was really just pushing data out on paper or electronically to companies. I thought about that statement for some time. Perhaps it's accurate from a technical sense, but it's not how we think about our business or services here at Precision Payroll. What we do is process and deliver the livelihood of our clients' employees and manage the payroll tax liabilities for the client's company. I believe and our clients agree that we deliver our service with great care and respect. If you feel like you're getting data pushed to you, we should talk. Why not? Let's see if our model of high-tech, high-touch, and old-fashioned personal service fits your needs. Just call my regional manager, Derek, at 602-471-2200. That's 602-471-2200.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, KFNX News Talk.